Boyzone, No Matter What, is a three-part documentary that tells the story of the boy band from their early years back in 1993 through the highs and the lows and the impact of the tragic death of bandmate Stephen Gately in 2009. The series was co-produced by Ronan Keating and the documentary features in-depth interviews with him and fellow band members Shane Lynch, Keith Duffy, Mikey Graham, along with Louis Walsh. The documentary is released on Sky Documentaries and Now TV this Sunday. Our arts and media correspondent Evelyn O'Rourke has been watching the series. We'll talk to her shortly. First, though, here's a clip of the band talking about the very early days when Louis Walsh was putting them together. The first voice you're going to hear here is band member Shane Lynch.
We thought we were pop stars.
After some photo shoots we did, Louis Walsh wasn't happy. Visually wasn't happy with how we were looking. And those other two guys, Mark Walton and Richard Rock, he just decided that they didn't fit in the group. He decided that they didn't gel, and the two of them were out.
I thought, like, if Louis can get rid of two members of the band, he can get rid of any one of us at any moment. So you've got to work harder, 10 times harder than anybody else, to keep your position in the band.
I had to let them know that they could all be replaced at any time. I had to make sure they were hungry and they were ambitious and they didn't take anything for granted. I was like that from day one. They were all insecure because they didn't know whether they were going to make it or not. They just had ambition. That was the one thing they all had. They all had great dreams and great ambitions, as did I.
Wow, Evelyn O'Rourke, isn't that a real taster about the tough side of show business and the music industry? It's very honest, isn't it? Tell us more about what viewers can expect to see from Sunday.
Yeah, more of that. I mean, it's unbelievable. Here we are talking about Boyzone. More than 30 years, Mary, than we first were introduced to them on The Late Late Show and that famous dancing scene, which pretty much went viral. And yes, that clip is in the documentary as well. But as you say, the documentary sets out from the start to say we're telling an honest and truthful and unvarnished account of this story through the voices, through the memories of all those key people. So it moves through the early days. We see Ronan arriving for his audition. We see all the highs and lows right through. But they also remind you about their success, because I think, you know, people have different views on Boyzone, let's be honest, but like, the figures are remarkable. They had 9 number one singles in Ireland, 6 in the UK. They sold over 25 million records worldwide. And within the documentary you see the tensions, the pressures, the way the band members fell in and fell out and came together and had reunions and went back. Ronan's, you know, when he headed off in his solo career, all that. So it's all there and all discussed.
And from early on in the band, there was only a tight circle of people who knew, for example, that Stephen Gately was gay. 25 years ago, it was a very different world, wasn't it? And it was kept a secret until The Sun published the story. How was it handled?
That's right. It's actually... yeah, it's very difficult to watch that section because it reminds you of an older kind of way that, you know, Ireland was operating, and the way that somebody like Stephen felt stress and pressure to keep this secret. And in his case, the girls really loved him. The band said that the girls, you know, he was the one they wanted to marry. So the tabloids really fixated on him. And eventually that story came out, and that you see it in the documentary. You see Ronan and some of the band members and his sister Michelle, who speaks so beautifully. Stephen Gately's sister Michelle makes really moving contributions in it. You see them looking at that front page of The Sun, where it's about Stephen giving his statement, you know, and the word is that it was he'd chosen to give the statement, and the family and the band members reject this and say, look, the pressure was so much on him, he just had to, because the tabloids were going to expose him. So I have to say, the documentary, lots of it is funny, you know, it reminds you of things, it's nostalgic, it's memory lane, but moments like that, and then again when Stephen and the dreadful news broke that Stephen had died so unexpectedly. Yeah. Age just 33. Again, you forget how young he was in 2009 when he was in Mallorca. Again, the documentary really shows the impact that had on everybody, because it seems not only was kind of singing wise, but the person was the glue behind the band. And that's a really tough watch as well, actually, just to see how distraught everybody was in the wake of that terrible, terrible death. He was so young and so talented.
Yeah. What did you learn from the series about the band? You know, were you surprised by any of it? Is it a good watch?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, tougher watch than I expected. It's definitely memory lane, but memory lane with more potholes than you'd expect, and lonelier, actually. And the toll of it all. I mean, in some ways you say, look, weren't they so lucky to have a great life, and they say that. But, you know, it was interesting to get those little glimpses behind the scenes and just see, as Louis set out a story from the start, it's a nerve-wracking industry. You are living on your nerves, and that very much comes closely through it. You know, the show business entertainment is very glamorous, but, you know, there can be a toll on the person behind it. But it's a great watch, and the archive is fantastic.
All right, well, Evelyn O'Rourke, thank you very much for telling us all about it. The documentary is released on Sky Documentaries and Now TV this Sunday.